right, we are going to continue our media availabilities here at Pocono Raceway with the driver of the number 12 Menards Duracell Ford for Team Penske, Ryan Blaney, also the defending winner of this race from 2017. So, Ryan, I want to talk about that, you know, your win last year here, obviously. Coming back to the site of your first victory, what kind of confidence does that kind of afford you heading into the weekend, and how do you feel you've grown as a driver and as a team? Obviously, there was a team change since then, but, you know, where do you feel that, you know, your team and your group has grown since then?
No, yeah, it's always nice to come back to a place where you've had success at, let alone win at, and gives confidence as a driver and as a whole team. Everyone's confidence is up, and you know, you're wanting to repeat that. You want to obviously win every week, but when you come back to a place where you've had success, that definitely helps out. So everyone's really excited. You know, we need to have a good run here the next couple weeks. We've struggled the last couple races after having fast cars too, and that's almost like an extra slap in the face when you have fast cars and then you have problems like that. It's just makes it that much worse. But the good news is we do have fast cars right now. Just a matter of trying to put everything together from not getting in accidents or braking. We need to get on the right track here, and I think we're poised to do that. We have a good group of people over there at this 12 team, and it's just a matter of getting the ball rolling, getting the monkey off our back, and hopefully, you know, we have two pretty good tracks for us. I feel like Pocono and Michigan are, you know, we usually run pretty decent there, have fast cars, so hopefully we can have two strong ones, maybe get a win before the break.
All right, we'll open things up to the floor. We'll start with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on NPRN. You alluded to it a little bit, but how frustrating was it for you last week, knowing you were leading most of the laps, and then, you know, had a top five car for most of the laps, and then a blown engine.
Yeah, that stinks. You know, obviously, that's never what you want. I thought our car was pretty decent, and I don't know if we had anything for the 18. Nobody had anything for the 18, but I thought, you know, we could have run in that top five region all day. Yeah, you never know how it would have shaken out, but I thought our car was strong enough to run up there, and I think it was only 20 laps before the end of that second stage, and we were fifth, and it dropped a cylinder and eventually dropped all of them a little bit later. But yeah, that's frustrating for sure, you know, especially at, you know, Charlotte, where I feel like it's not been our best racetrack. I feel like we have to really fight hard there, and I thought we made really good gains at that place as far as a, you know, competitive standpoint of ranking ourselves up there with the better cars. I thought we made a good gain at Charlotte, so that stinks. But you know, those things happen. You know, I took us out of contention at Kansas, and you know, we had a motor issue at Charlotte. You know, there's things you can control. We couldn't control the motor issue. We could control the things at Kansas. So I think if we just try to do the best job of taking control of what we have our hands on, then that other stuff just happens. Just part of racing sometimes. So. I don't know. You don't really just try to get stopped. Can't see nothing. But you try to get stopped as quick as you can and get out of the thing. They're like, did you pull the pin? I'm like, dude, I was trying to get out of it. I don't look for the pin. I couldn't see it regardless. So I smelled like smoke for the next 2 days, though. So.
All right, we'll go to Claire.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Talked to a lot of drivers, and looked in the history of this track. The first wins at this track were by future Hall of Famers and longstanding drivers. A lot of veterans won at first. You would think that because this track is so tricky that it would be the veterans that would win, and yet you got your first win here. And many say that either you get this track and you get the feel and you like it, or you don't. And if you don't, it takes a long time to do it. Do you think that you just really got the feel of this track early on?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed this place. You know, we won a truck race here in 13, and I've always liked coming here. I think it's really unique. And, you know, and then you jump in the cup cars, and it's – even more special because you're shifting, you know, a couple times, you know, a lap, and that makes it more unique in how you shift and where you do it, and it just makes it more difficult. But I've always enjoyed it. I've come up here and I watched my dad run a lot throughout the years and when I was growing up, and I made my first start in a race car at the dirt track out there outside of turn three. That's where I made my first ever quarter midget start, and so this place has always been special. We've always had a lot of family come to this race, but, yeah, I've just enjoyed it, for a long time. And, it just kind of suits the way we like to set up the race car and the way I drive. It just kind of all seems to come together, and we seem to be able to put together some decent runs.
And would you say that this track is like that, that it's not so much the veteran versus someone who doesn't have a lot of experience here, but that if you like the feel and it suits you?
I think some of that comes into play. You know, always experience comes into play. You know, if you're coming here for the first time in a cup car, you're obviously not going to know a whole lot. You know, William Byron is going to be his first time here in a cup car, you know, and you can run simulator all you want, but it's just different than, let's say, a Harvick coming here when it's his, you know, 15th plus time being here. It's just different. You learn more with experience and reps. That's with any racetrack, not just this place. But I think it's a combination of both. Getting, you know, the first time I came here, I struggled really bad. It's just hard to get the feel of it right away and what you have to do to get around this track.
Go to Mike Embry next.
Mike Embry, USA Today. What's your evaluation of the All-Star package, and would you like to see some variation of that used again this year?
Yeah, it's different, that's for sure. And, you know, it's something, you know, I applaud NASCAR for, you know, they're always trying to do something different, and they put a lot of hard work into that and trying to get these mile-and-a-half packages, mile-and-a-half-plus packages, where we're a little bit closer, be able to race a little bit more. I wouldn't mind seeing something like that. I think you can still tweak it and make it better and put it, you know, back into kind of a little bit harder to drive. To be honest with you, they were a little bit easy to drive. And I'd like it to be a little bit more difficult because then it comes into – you kind of take away a little bit of, you know, car handling and stuff when they're that locked down to the racetrack, whether it's more horsepower or a little bit of that drag off of them or downforce. But I'm sure we'll see it a couple more times this year at a couple racetracks just to see how it does. But, you know, you're trying something, you got to try stuff. And they're at least doing it, and they're listening to people. So,
all right, we'll go to John next and then Jeff.
John Haverland, ESPN Albuquerque. Did you watch any of the Monaco or Indy races, or what did you think of them? And just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I watched all of them. I got up early that morning, and Monaco race was pretty good. It was cool to see Ricardo win it. You know, he kind of got robbed of one a couple years ago of that race, so it was cool to see him pull that off. Then the Indy race, yeah, that was great. I watched every lap of it, and that was amazing to see Will get the win. He's a super, super nice guy, and for Roger to get his 17th Indy 500, that's very, very special, and they did a great job in executing that whole day, and it was fun to see Will really excited. He never really, you know, you talk to him. I don't know if you guys ever talked to Will, but he's like the most low-key Australian guy ever, you know. He'd be like, yeah, we won the 500, and he doesn't show emotion. To see him get that pumped up in victory lane, that was really funny and neat to see. But, yeah, those races were really good. I try to watch all of them every year just to get up early. No, I haven't seen him. He's been off doing all his media stuff. But I've talked to him a little bit over, you know, phone, text messages, but not in person.
We'll go to Jeff next.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. So Xfinity is using that Indy package, I guess All-Star package, here this weekend. What's your prediction for what that kind of racing will look like here, if you have one?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be interested to see how they practice. I think they'll be really close together. You know, it's a long front stretch, and they'll be drafting up close to each other a lot, really quickly. And you know, the only thing that I'm thinking about is how flat and one lane turn three is. If they can stay close enough in that corner to be close enough off of three to get the benefit of the drag and draft down the straightaway. So we'll see how that plays. I'm sure you'll see a lot of pack racing and that stuff in practice. They'll be trying that stuff out. But it's a little bit different here because you're mainly on the bottom here. You know, at Charlotte, we were running the middle, and you could at least have a bottom lane to kind of go bail off to and get some air. So I'll be interested to see here, and then when they're running at Michigan, you said, right, next week, to see how it does. But, yeah, it'll be, you know, like you said, you have to try something, and hopefully that works out for them. We'll see.
Dan Gelson, Associated Press. Ryan, when you won here last year, you were one of about three first-time winners at that point in the season. but you're the last one since then. Why does it continue to be so hard for people to break through to get that first win, and who do you think might be the next to do it?
I think it's so hard because it's the Cup Series. And it's a lot of good teams, a lot of great race car drivers. You know, they're in this series for a reason, and it's because they're really, really good. And not only the drivers, you know, the teams are amazing as well. Crew chiefs who set these cars up, all the engineers, they know what it takes to win. And when you have that, combination of a team and a driver who can win, aka Kevin Harvick or Kyle Busch, who are just dominating, that's trouble for everybody else. And it's just so hard to break through, you know, to be one of the 40 cars that can win. Those odds aren't very good, and they're not really in your favor. But the next to break through, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of them that are running great. You know, I look at Chase, who's, you know, if a couple things go his way, he's probably already got a few wins already in his career. And, you know, Eric Jones is running really good. Suarez is running really, really well. I think those three kind of stick out in my mind of the next ones who will get their first win pretty soon. I think their teams are good enough, and they're, you know, them as drivers, they're plenty good enough. They just need to all work out for them.
All right, we'll go to Chris next and then Zach.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Ryan, how would you evaluate your season thus far by giving yourself a grade, and what's your maybe your biggest strength and biggest weakness?
I think our team grade is pretty good. You know, I've been very, very happy with how everybody's working with each other. You know, you talk about the transition from the Wood Brothers to the Penske Group, and it's been, I've said it before, it's been, you know, pretty easy. You know, there's a lot of the same personnel. The crew chief and engineers are the same. There's a few new, you know, mechanics, but they've all known each other. You know, in this sport, you kind of know everybody if you're a crew guy. You've been around it forever, and you've probably worked with somebody at some point. You probably worked with everybody at some point in your career working in the garage, and they all get along really well. And I think they have their own communication, which is good. I think we have one of the best teams in the garage as far as working with each other. And, you know, I think our cars are pretty good to where they're close to where they need to be. You know, we're not quite there yet. Obviously, there's a couple cars that are, you know, beating everybody week in and week out. But I think we're right there, be the next car or the next best. And we just need to find that little bit and put a weekend together. I don't know, you know, as far as driving, I could do better. I mean, make mistakes, hit the wall, or wreck yourself at Kansas with a winning car. And you just got to be a little bit smarter. And I haven't been that this year. So I think if I get myself cleaned up a little bit and make a little gains on the car, I think we'll be right there with being at the top. So
we'll go to Zach next.
Zach Sterniolo, Pocono Record. Brian, obviously you've talked about the frustrations of not being able to close out a race this year. You've led the third most laps, but only behind Harvick and Busch. Is that reassuring, knowing that you've had the speed in the car? And on top of that, when and if you do break through and get that win, is it going to be more of a sense of relief than anything else at that point?
I don't really think it'd be a sense of relief. I just think it's, you know, we're not like, I don't think the stress level on our team isn't really high. You know, we're not like, oh, we haven't won a race yet. Oh my God, what are we going to do? It's just, you know, when it happens, it happens. And you just go out each week. You know, you forget last week. You know, everyone's forgotten it Tuesday morning when they go in the race shop and they focus on Pocono. We'll do the same thing after this race. Whether we win or finish 30th, we'll go focus on Michigan. And I think that's what our team does really well. But as far as leading a bunch of laps, not getting to win, I don't really, you know, look at lap sled and stuff like that. You just go try to run the best that you can, and whatever happens, happens. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And you go to try to learn from your mistakes from the previous race. And if you find yourself in those situations in a later date, then you hopefully learn from what happened and try to do better. So, and that's everybody. That's, you know, me, pit crew guys, crew chief. It's just it's all one big machine that we're working with, and every part has to be operating well. But I don't think we're frustrated or you know, on the edge of our seats. We're just trying to go out each weekend and do the best we can. And I know the best that we can do is winning the race, which is good. Just a matter of trying to pull that off and you know, coming through when it counts.
We'll go to Henry next.
Ryan, what's the sensation of speed like here on the front stretch, maybe compared to other fast places like Michigan, California, non-plate tracks? Does it feel faster than anywhere else?
Yeah, you're moving pretty fast into turn one there. And honestly, I feel like Michigan, you feel a little bit faster into one for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because you drive off into turn one a little bit deeper. But and I think the front stretch is just so long here. You kind of get, like, you don't max out speed. But, you know, once you get over 200 miles an hour, I don't know the difference between 200 or 210. But, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a large sensation. Honestly, the speed through the tunnel was getting really fast. You're kind of hanging on over there, and it's rough, bumpy, and stuff like that. But, yeah, there's definitely a speed sensation for sure. But I would say Michigan is I can feel it a little bit more, like when we go out and qualify and trim compared to here, just because I think this place is so big. But.
All right, we've got time for one more question. Going once, going twice. All right, thanks, Ryan.
Thanks. No questions about the Cavs. I love it.